Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, I'm not cranky.
Nobody heard that.
Welcome to the podcast of
Carrie's
cranky
as hell. She's not cranky. She's cranky as hell.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna make me cranky. Keep saying I'm cranky.
Oh, why do you always use me as an excuse? Well, that's not true. I'll admit that's a lie, because normally Carrie's pissed off at somebody else. Not that she ever gets pissed off, mind you. But
what's the truth here, Shani? What's the truth?
The truth is that you're the sweetest, kindest, biggest hearted human being that I know.
That means you know a lot of jerks.
You know what? You would make the best dog. You would be such a good dog. You would be so loving for your... You wouldn't be like Chase Frisbee and catch it in midair kind of dog.
I would try.
I know you would try. You would be a TikTok star. Watch my dog try to catch this Frisbee. Wipe out.
You really.
No, but am I wrong? Being honest, please.
I'm going to become a new person and a new dog starting now.
But honestly, as far as loving I mean, we have one of those TikTok famous happy greeting dogs. We honestly do, right?
Yeah, we do.
Wait, okay, let's move on to the podcast. I'm boring you.
I'm sorry, I yawned.
No, forget it.
Oh my gosh, you're a lot right now.
Well, you're yawning. It's like a reaction that you can't even help.
You were yawning like every other podcast you yawn. I have one podcast where I yawn and it's like end of the world.
Okay. But I was just getting ready to say what a great dog you'd be, and now I'm not.
You're really a baby.
I am a baby.
You're a baby.
So you have like some weird news for us or something?
What kind of dog would I be though? What breed?
What breed? Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a big commitment to really go into the breed. I think I don't know if I feel comfortable.
Oh, because I'd be something ugly.
No, that wasn't what I was thinking at all. Number one, I'd have to really think about it.
And that's hard to think.
Yeah. I really think you'd be a talented dog without some of the physical attributes.
That's so mean.
Like, you'd be the dog that really... You'd be like a... what are those collies? Not border collies, but the...
A regular collie?
No, isn't it the gray and black and white ones? What are the...
Australian
cattle dog? Shepherd, right?
Oh, okay,
aren't
yes.
they the ones that are really good at
yeah,
agility
very, very
and frisbee
cool,
and stuff?
Yeah.
You would be that dog because of your energy level and your excitement and stuff.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't actually be able to perform the you know, that's why you'd be like a TikTok. You would make your owner so much money on social media.
I'm so sorry I'm not a dog.
But you'd be so loving. And so, Carrie's almost dog level excited just when a human comes home currently.
I'm pretty dog level.
If I come home from the grocery store and I have like, a small bag of potato chips and a toothbrush in the bag, she'll get up to help me unpack it.
I will.
I know, just as an excuse to.
No, because my mommy taught me.
Your mommy taught. Carrie, get up off your lazy ass and help me with these groceries.
That is the opposite of my mother. My mother taught...
Oh, well, then you didn't grow up poor. I'm sorry.
We grew up poor but classy. We grew up poor but kind. You're making this dichotomy. Anyways, when my mom taught me that when you see people that you love, and even if you see a stranger, You acknowledge them and you greet them. To me, that requires getting up from the screen of the computer where I'm working, going into the room where they are at, or the door, and saying hello.
For me, it's like a wave of the hand.
I know, because I'm a nicer, more courteous person than you. It's where my...
I'm not going to deny that.
Like, so, for me,
yeah.
I was taught that the thing you value above all other things is other human beings. And so, if you value those people more than possessions or more than acclaim...
Acclaim?
Yeah, like glory, possessions, beauty. If what you value is people, then you have to show that in your actions. And so to me, getting up and saying hello to someone when they come home, particularly if they're someone you love, is like the least you can do.
Oh, that's, you're like, right. It is the least.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of not doing that super coolly.
No.
But that doesn't mean I don't do something above the least. What did I do today? I put a load of laundry that you started from the washer into the dryer. I mailed somebody's tax return that they damn sure could have done before or after they came here for them. It's not out of a sense of duty.
But
it's because I like to take care of people. No, I didn't resent it at all. All
right, then.
Did I tell you I resented it?
No,
I told you I did it.
I'm asking if
you... No, I didn't resent it at all. I felt kind of like a hero because you had moved it to the thing upstairs in the hallway, which means it was working its way into their room when really it needed to be working its way out of the house.
Oh, I went the wrong way with it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no.
So I snatched it in order to save it and save them some heartache.
Anyways, nobody wants to hear this.
Oh, no, this isn't like some sort of who's better contest, because you'll win that every time.
I wouldn't. You'd win.
No, you'd
always win.
And
it shouldn't be a contest. It should just be about kindness.
That's right. And love. And dogs.
And dogs. And speaking of dogs,
yeah.
You didn't say I would be a husky.
No, I didn't. No, definitely not.
And there's this really funny news item, which wasn't what I was going to talk about today.
It wasn't? Originally?
No.
Oh.
No, but basically 100 huskies escaped from a place in the mall in China. They were like at a cafe, and I think it might be like a doggy cafe or something where you get to hang out with the dogs, because there's 100 freaking huskies at this cafe, right? So they escaped because someone left the door open.
Oh my God.
And then they ran into the mall where everyone was shopping, and everyone's like, huskies everywhere!
That's crazy.
I know.
I have a serious question, though. China's not like the biggest democratic country in the world. Have they mandated that huskies are the only legal dogs, or what?
I don't know, but there were 100...
Or was it just like a husky event, maybe?
No, it's a pet cafe, so you hang out with the pets.
Well, I understand that, but everybody was a husky.
Yeah, I know.
So is that like the only legal dog in China?
I don't know, but huskies are amazing at escaping things, so it cracks me up that they escaped en masse.
Well, the door was open. It was probably, like, they probably couldn't even help themselves.
They were like,
it's
okay.
Like a school of fish. Oh my God, everybody's going. There was probably one stupid husky left behind in the cafe. Smart one.
It wasn't. It was a good, well-behaved husky. And
no.
If I was a dog, that would have been me.
No, it was a smart one that sucked up everybody's treats when they left.
That would have been you.
Yeah.
I would have been there still. Because then I'm like, I really think I'm not supposed to run throughout the mall. That's a bad thing to do. Whereas you would have stayed because you're like, more treats for me.
That's right.
Give me the kibble.
They probably get great treats at the dog cafe, too.
I would imagine. Maybe they get croissants. I'm kidding.
Those croissants like we get. Yeah, you can put a baby inside of one of those things.
Maybe they get those yummy buns. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways. The one I wanted to talk about.
Are you doing two?
Well, because the real one I wanted to talk about, which is in the name of the podcast, is this lady in Florida.
Yeah.
Found an 8-foot alligator.
Inside her home.
In her kitchen.
In her kitchen?
Well, it came into her kitchen. So,
did it come through a pet door?
She heard it banging at her front screen door.
Yeah.
According to UPI.
She let it in? loaded.
No, according, she told WTVT TV, I thought it was somebody else who didn't live here trying to get into the wrong house. I got off the couch and came back around the door, prepared to say, you're in the wrong place. But instead, she thought, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. And the second thing she thought was, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. How am I going to get rid of him? So she called 911 and everybody came and they got the 7-foot-11-inch alligator out of her house.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
You don't call people to get the alligator out.
It forced its way through her door, man. That's crazy. Though.
What you're supposed to do is just take it right there, like euthanize it.
No.
And then get the meat out.
Is that what you did to the mouse that was in the house
too? Oh, yeah. We got a couple tiny little tenderloins. Oh, they're going to be so good.
It's in the fish chatter, right?
It's like smaller. Yeah. Smaller than the cashew, but they're so tender.
It's amazing. But I just feel like, how can you, like, can you imagine? Just can you imagine having an alligator? Like, you hear something busting through your door, and you're like, oh, who the hell is this? Is it some drunk guy? Like, blah, blah, blah. Somebody in the wrong house? Is it the cops?
Which is worse? Like, if you literally encounter, like, some crazed human.
I'd much rather have an alligator.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least. I mean, chances are greater than not that it's not necessarily going to, like, chase you or whatever.
Yeah. As long as you can, like, keep your dogs and cats away from that alligator.
Oh, that alligator would be fat as hell by the time it got out of here. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Between the cats, the dogs, and the mice. Yeah. Welcome to Ohio.
I just had a really great idea.
What's your idea?
We should have...
Oh, boy. I'm afraid.
First, we got to move back down south.
Nope, I've never.
Then we can create an event. It's going to be called the world poachers animal the world's poaching animal harvest championships. Because you know when you're poaching and you're in a really big hurry. A lot of times, the only meat poachers will take is the tenderloins, the back straps. So you have a contest to see who can do that the fastest and get the most amount of meat proportionally, but they got to do it on a mouse.
That's so sad for the mouse. We're not doing that.
Well, we can just get them down from the lab. They're already gone.
No.
But imagine the challenge. And,
I mean, it would be a challenge.
He'll probably be losing fingertips. It would be a
challenge. God dang. Welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hey, baby.
So, this is the main part of our podcast where we're supposed to be helpful.
Oh, the writing part?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, and life, right?
Oh, well, just did a lot of life stuff.
We have a main premise this podcast, and it's not about alligators or what type of dog you'd be or anything like that. It's actually, or getting tenderloins off of a mouse in a world poaching contest.
Well, it's not the poaching. We can't have a world goal. All right, whoever poaches the biggest animal wins. But that'd be illegal.
Poacher's
harvesting contest.
Okay, it's just disgusting. Anyways, our main premise this week is that it's okay to read books you've already read, which seems nothing like the rest of the book.
Really?
Like, okay. I just feel like a goody
goody
now.
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Next time we'll try to do better.
Damn it, we're going to be helpful. So not only is it okay to read books you've already read, it's not a waste of your time. It actually can be very helpful. And this is true for both writers and normal humans, of which we do not know any. And which we are not ourselves.
Okay.
So.
Keep rolling, because I'm lost.
What? How are you lost?
Like, how is it helpful?
I'm about to tell you.
That's why I said keep.
Okay. Rereading books gives you.
New ideas.
There you go. See, Shani can still do it. And it reminds you of ideas you've forgotten about, and it
lets you notice new things because you aren't the same you who read that book
the last time.
That's so true.
Boom!
And I always just thought I was being more attentive or something the second time through.
Man.
Oh, so you're not any smarter necessarily when you read that book again.
No, you're just at a different place.
You've just had a life experience that made you pay more attention to something else.
Yes. I don't reread books.
Or it could be either one, right?
Yes. So David...
Oh, aren't you a little book snob?
No, it's just because...
I don't... Baby, you have a hard time reading a book the first time.
I'm having a really hard time.
Not that you're obviously a voracious and talented reader, but... It's like you have to meet a standard for Carrie to read you.
Yeah, if I'm not reading you for money to help you make a better book, it's like, yeah, it takes a lot.
Oh, I'm just going to throw this out there as a marketing thing.
Fudge.
To any of your clients, real, like, current, past, current, or future.
Yeah.
If Carrie says that what you've written and given her to edit is good, you better believe it's good. She's not lying. You're halfway to being published if she says your book's good.
Anyways, Donna Latimahina writes for Life Optimizer. Would you like to read this quote so you have something to do, baby?
Oh, I got plenty of things to do. Research shows that in just 24 small hours. Oh, this is a quote. Sorry. I'm ad-libbing here. Research shows that in just 24 hours, people would forget most of what they've read. What? You might get a lot of good ideas from a book, but it's easy to forget most of them. What? Rereading a book helps you refresh the ideas in your mind.
Do you have a mind, B?
Of course I got a mind.
What does your mind tell you?
That you're being mean right now.
Oh, no. That made
and you're also
so
messing
much.
Up the whole written version of the podcast.
Of the podcast notes. Oh, nosy.
You can fix them later, baby.
I can't. I'll never be able to fix them.
Okay. Well, read that one sentence.
Right? I can't.
But
what I like the most about what he says, which I've already forgotten, honestly, is this. Rereading.
It helps you apply the ideas. This, in my opinion, is the most important reason of all. Why? Because the primary value of reading is the application, and not the reading itself. Mere reading can expand your knowledge, but application can change your life.
Change your life.
By rereading a book, you can see which parts of it you have applied and which parts haven't. You can then focus your effort on the parts that need more work.
Why are you laughing?
I can't even tell you.
Oh, no.
Because I don't know that this podcast is explicit yet, but I might get it there if I tell you what I know.
Okay. So for authors, not normal humans, but author humans, Victoria Grefker says on her blog that she doesn't do anymore, apparently, but still up, and it was all the way back in 2016 that she said this, that with authors, do you want to read this? It's big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's huge, but I think I can handle it.
I don't know.
You realize just how much the reader makes the reading experience what it is.
So when you reread the book, right, you can, if you reread it again and it feels different to you, it reminds you of how different, if it can just be different to you, how different it can be to other people.
I get what you're saying. Right? Yeah.
Like but she says it. Like
this is important for authors, and since the majority of my readers here are authors,
blah blah blah,
I thought this worth mentioning. By comparing what you thought of the book the first time around and what you think of it now, and what stood out to you then and what stands out to you now, you realize just how dependent a novel is upon its reader. This can remove some of the pressure that we feel as writers as we learn we can't control the interpretive process of our work and don't need to. That's a load off for sure.
Yay. But it's cool because it does remind you that, like, everything's subjective. Someone might throw your book into the toilet one day, but that same person might not take it out of the toilet the other. You know, like, that it's...
Okay, so from what you've just said, that book's been sitting in the toilet for a couple of days now.
Anyways, I grew up thinking that rereading a book was a waste of time. You've already read it.
Really? Once.
You've already got all the data in. You already have all the information. You've already gone into that world and explored that story.
Man, you must not have bought any books with money.
Not a lot. It was mostly library. But the point
yeah.
is that You know what my big thing was as a child?
What?
Like, if I consented to going to the grocery store with my mother, I would get a book from Mr. Paperback.
Ah.
And it would be a paperback. Not just because of the name, but because they were cheaper. And that was, like, the biggest deal for me.
That's cool.
Like, I thought...
Your mom had to bribe you to go to the grocery store?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I don't... Okay. Well, you just made me feel better, baby.
About
how
what?
Old were you?
My whole life.
Well, because...
I hate
because
the
we
grocery
also
store.
Have someone that doesn't want to freaking go to any store with anybody.
Emily or Zane?
Zane.
Oh, well, they just don't want to leave their room ever.
Well, no, even if they're out with me, they don't want to come in.
No,
But I've never tried to bribe them before. I didn't know that was...
Can I tell you why? My reason for not wanting to go to the grocery store is entirely different from Zane's.
What was it?
And it's similar to Emily's. It was... Who has no problem going to the grocery store now with me. It was because...
Wait a minute. Emily has no problem going to the grocery store now with me.
Right?
But only
you're going mean again.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I wanted to clarify that she lives on her own all the time and goes to the grocery store by herself.
Of course.
It didn't sound like she just had to be with you to go to the grocery store.
Anyways, so I didn't like to go to the grocery store with my mom because my mom was such an extrovert. That we could not get through that grocery store. Like something that would take
like
you 2 minutes.
Oh, like you'd be standing around bored as hell while she talked to people.
She talked to everyone.
I can totally understand that.
Like she was a social human and so was my dad. And you could not go anywhere with either of them.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I
totally get that.
A lot of talking.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Horribly crazy. Dog tip for life.
Yeah.
Baby. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah. So this week's dog tip for life is from Murphy, our grand dog, who we're babysitting.
For a long time.
For a long, long time. Because their mom is off getting deployed and stuff. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all. It's just another example of grandparents raising a kid.
He's a good boy. What does Murphy say about doing things over? You know what he says about doing things over?
Yeah, he's like, if you're going to bark, you might as well bark again.
No.
Maybe you'll get something different out of it the second, third, fourth, fifth, hundredth time.
Let's tell the story of Murphy. Murphy came from Washington, D.C. He was abandoned to a rescue or surrendered to a rescue. With his owner allegedly crying, his front paw broken, and his owner saying, I'm suddenly allergic to him. We can't take care of him anymore.
People come up with the shittiest excuses sometimes.
Yes, and Murphy allegedly was in a kennel 8 to 9 hours a day all by himself.
When?
Every day.
Like prior to being surrendered?
Prior to being surrendered.
Oh, man.
And he was afraid of humans. And
well, because somebody broke his paw
and things with wheels that are not cars, and he was really, really chubby.
Maybe he got his paw stuck in a bicycle wheel,
maybe something like that happened. I don't
know,
but and he likes ladies more than boys. And so, when Emmy got him, like he was still a cowering dog, right? He was afraid of everything. And but he only knew D.C. where it's like loud and wild, right? And when he came here, he was like so much happier when he came and visited with Emmy. But then Emmy ended up having to move from her apartment to another place and then another place and another place. And Murphy would move with her and go to hotels with her. And he's had this in like 6 months, this dog has reinvented and recreated his life over and over and over again. Just like rereading a book, he's redoing his life. And there, that's the dog tip for the podcast, is that it's okay to do redos. And each redo... Wake up!
I'm listening.
Each redo,
for you to be done because I had something to say, honestly.
Each redo makes you stronger.
That is the boiled down version of the dog tip,
actually.
That's really great. So now we're giving our grandchild a stable home.
Well, yeah.
Well, hey, wait a minute. I gotta say that Mr. Murphy doesn't see... He's
chill.
Well, no. He seems to be pretty happy with me. Like, I feel like he needs a father figure all the time.
I think he might need
a father figure. Well, he just said he didn't look like dudes that much.
He didn't. He likes you now.
Well, maybe I'm just a good role model.
But he loves me. Anyways, in our podcast, we have places where you can submit.
I don't know.
In our podcast notes, there's a place where you can submit, and there's also a cool creative writing exercise. You should submit what? Your stories and shit to other places, man.
Really? Yes. Like an author?
We do that.
Making submissions?
We do this every week, yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't pay attention because you don't do any of the hard work. You have just the talent.
Oh, I know. I tune out after the dog. The talent. Thank you for listening. How do we even end this thing?
Just say rewrite, redo. It's all cool.
Yeah, rewrite, redo, do better.
Do better.
Second time. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! Just like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, be kind to